From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has welcomed Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and a large Iraqi delegation to the White House for talks aimed at further coordinating efforts to defeat Islamic State in northern Iraq.
Our main thrust is we have to get rid of ISIS. We're going to get rid of ISIS. It will happen. It's happening right now. A lot of things are different than they were even 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Mr. Trump lamented the 2011 withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq, but hoped for closer cooperation in the days ahead. Mr. Abadi later spoke of the progress made in recapturing IS-held territory.
We have gone a long way since 2 years ago. Nobody had imagined, even when I was here last year, that we'll be in Mosul today. And we have liberated the majority of Nineveh and majority of Mosul. And now the advance that our security forces has made is very courageous.
He also said he welcomes accelerated U.S. support not only in the fight against Islamic State, but rebuilding Iraqi cities. Former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who met with the Iraqi delegation, said the mood among them was upbeat.
I would say that delegation members were universally very positive with the reception they received with President Trump.
Meanwhile, in Mosul, Iraqi forces are trying to push into the old city despite stiff IS defense. In a Shia district of southern Baghdad, a car bombing claimed by Islamic State killed at least 23. Ghana's president is offering condolences to the families of victims of a freak accident at a popular waterfall in which a large tree fell on and killed at least 18 people while they were swimming. Several others were injured. The tree, one of the largest in the area, fell during a storm Sunday. The waterfall in Kintampo, a popular tourist spot in Ghana's central Brong-Ahafo region. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her government will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union March 29th. Ms. May said she's committed to withdrawal that benefits the United Kingdom.
I'm very clear that I want to ensure we get the best possible deal for the United Kingdom that works for everyone across the United Kingdom and all parts of the UK when we enter these negotiations.
The breakup began with a referendum last June in which British voters chose to leave the EU, but sentiment is running high in Scotland to remain. Lawmakers begin debate Tuesday on 2 days of a second independence referendum. The first one failed in 2014. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, Monday confirmed to a congressional panel his agency is looking into allegations of Russian efforts to influence last year's election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey also said he had no information supporting Mr. Trump's claims. Former President Barack Obama spied on him at his New York headquarters. He also said the FBI is looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russians to defeat Mr. Trump's rival, Hillary Clinton. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
Following this testimony, it's clear that nothing has changed. Senior Obama intelligence officials have gone on record to confirm that there is no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion.
Spicer also said Mr. Trump is not withdrawing his wiretapping allegations, saying the investigation continues. A senior Palestinian official said Monday President Trump is committed to a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Jabril Rajoub, a high-ranking Fatah official, said the U.S. leader made clear to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in a recent phone call that he was his strategic partner in making real and serious peace between the two sides. Pope Francis, meeting with Rwanda's President Paul Kagame Monday, asked for forgiveness for the sins and failings of the Roman Catholic Church during the 1994 Rwanda genocide. The Pope acknowledged some priests and Catholic faithful were complicit in the slaughter of some 800,000 Tutsis and some moderate Hutus. In Brazil, a meatpacking industry scandal has gone global. China, the European Union, South Korea, and Chile have curtailed meat imports from the world's biggest exporter of meat and poultry after inspectors were accused of taking bribes to allow the sale of tainted meat. Billionaire philanthropist David Rockefeller, former head of the Chase Manhattan Corporation, the last living grandson of the 19th century founder of Standard Oil, John D. Rockefeller, died Monday at age 101. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.